And now Iraq has seen a surge in violence in recent months. Today has been another day of bloodshed and chaos in the Arab country. Gunmen killed at least 18 Shia Muslims and injured 9 others in the largely Sunni town of Latifiyah, south of the capital, Baghdad. In the eastern district of Basmaya, assailants shot dead 2 people. Meanwhile, 2 separate attacks in the town of Tarmiya, north of Baghdad, left 10 officers dead. Several bombings have ripped through Tikrit in northern Iraq as well, killing a young boy and wounding a woman. According to a new UN report, over 5,000 people have been killed nationwide so far this year. Bara'a Afif is our correspondent with us now on the line from the capital, Baghdad, with the latest. So, Bara'a, tell us basically what kind of security measures can the government actually adopt to stop this kind of violence and this amount of bloodshed? Is there anything that the authorities can do to actually curb this trend?
Well, it's another day of violence in Iraq for people, mainly Shia Muslims. Have been killed and many more injured in a fresh wave of attacks. The last one where an attack on a family in Al-Fawziya district in Baghdad, about 22 persons have been dead from 2 families in attack by an undefined militant group this morning. And also there's a lot of another explosion throughout Iraq where 5 people were injured in an explosion that targeted a restaurant western of Baghdad. Also, in Al-Nusra, there were another explosion where a dozen of people have been killed. Also, last night, there was more than 13 car bombs exploded in a different parts of the city last night. Officials say the bombs were hidden in a parked cars and mainly targeted city markets. 37 were killed and more than 100 injured. 13 car bombs exploded in Karada area and Fawziya, Shufa Rab'a, Al-A'lam, and Al-Ubaidi, Al-Husayniya, Al-Rajdiya, also in Baghdad, Al-Jadida, Al-Bayya. Baghdad Operation Commons taken a strike security measures inside the capital, closed all the main roads, careful inspection of cars, and set up a temporary checkpoint. Well, from the beginning of August till now, about 800 people were killed, according to the United Nations. And the Iraqi government is still working with the new security operation. Till now, from the beginning of August until now, obviously there's no good result for it.
Bara'a Afif, our correspondent with us there on the line from Baghdad, thank you very much.